Simon Membei, Sif Aleph. We're closer to the end. The Mechaber told us, this is page Ayin. We'll start the Mechaber. The Mishabur almost done, but the Mechaber we didn't finish. So let's see again the Mechaber. Also, the Shana's film shall rise. La Asaisan Shal Yad. You're not allowed to go ahead and switch between the Tefillin Shal Yosh to make it in the Shal Yad. Afilu Likach Ritzua Mehem. Even to take from the Ritzuas, Litim B'Shal Yad Asa. Not only the box or the Tefillin, it's also even the Ritzuas. Why? Nei She'ein Mayridin Mekdusha Chamur LeKdusha Kala. You can't. It's called Hayadis Kedusha. You're not allowed to go down from Kedusha Chamur LeKdusha Kala. And what do we know? Shal Yosh Kedusha Se Chamur. The Shal Yosh is more Halig. Why? We know we have a shin, dalet, and a yud. And the shin and the dalet on the shal rosh. Where is that? Zakhtim Mishabruis of Kotten Dalet, the shal rosh. The shamu has shin vahadalas. The shal rosh has the shin and the dalet. Mashainkain, the shal yad, the aim by raka kesha shal yud, the shal yad just has the yud of the shaka. So therefore, that's why the shal rosh is more kaddish because it has the shin and the dalet. You know where it has the shin and the dalet? You know where it has the shin and the dalet? The shal rosh. The shal yad only has a yud where?
Right over here.
Over here. And where does it have the shin and the dalet? On the box and then in the behind over there. Some people have a dalet, some people have a square, but akapanim.
That's a double dalet.
Right. So akapanim has a shin and a dalet. The shal yad only has the yud over here by the box.
Okay, if you do it that way, the okay. Two is the dalet. On the shal yad, you have a shin also.
Right. Yeah? But that's what you're making. That's not what it's hefty. If you don't have that shin, you're okay. This is ma'akid. Okay? Fine. I'm a shal yad, the shal yad, mutal shanis. But that's, I love big dusha. You let it go from ishal yad to shal yad. Zakhtim Mishabruis of Kotten, hey Mutter, Hainu Shiyasa lo Abba Batim, Viyachnus Kopash, Shabbayishalo. You're allowed to go ahead and switch the Batim. Vuadin the Mutter Lika Chapashis, Vizuz Mishal Yad, the Sharesh. You're allowed to take the Pashis, Vizuz Mishal Yad, the Sharesh. We know that the Sharesh and the Shal Yad, the boxes inside are different. Right. Let's see, you understand which means. The Shal Yad, what's in the box? How many? One. And the shal yosh, there's four. Each one has a pasha for itself. Right? There are four compartments.
So what, the chadab?
I guess. He's telling you that's mutter. Let's say it was new and you didn't put anything in it yet. Mutter l'shanis, afilim shal yosh, shal yad. You let it switch it. Shatayla, aleyem michse oy, echad v'neim kibayis echad.
Even though you had a das to make it for the shal
yosh? That's what he's telling you, yeah. The Mishabu is going to say that. Sif Katan Vav. Even though you prepared it for the Shal Reish, Hazman Alav Milsi, just by preparing is not enough. It's not a problem. Kabaya Sechet Vav Shem Ksuvim Al Dalit Klavim. In the Sunim Bidal Batim, if Nim Emeka Klum, but the Evid, which is called Simulan Beis, I'm saying, I'm Allah. Okay, so this again, this is negated to the Seifer. Hopefully this should be never negated to you that they should start switching the tours and start switching the bathroom. Normally they know what they're doing. Let's just sieve base.
So when we started out and we said, Asr, yeah. We never had a tzad that you could just take it the way it is and switch it. Right? This is even, we had to add it on and you have to actually physically change it. Right? Move the parashis around.
Yeah.
It was never a tzad that the way it is you could use it. Yeah. Right?
Sieve base. Im hisna aleim etchila. If you amass the mitchila, afila love shan adam yachal shanaisim. If you made a tnai in the beginning that it's not going to be have, let's say, you know, you want to be able to switch it from the sharesh to shalyad, then it's okay. Even afila love shan adam, someone wore it yachal shanaisim, afila misharesh to shalyad, there's no problem with switching it. Zakti mishabrus of katan ches mitchila beis asiyas shalresh, afila im loy hisna. Rak im yitzdoch lasses menu shoyad sheyase mahani atnai. The tnai helps you. Bekolshkin im oyma she'ena oyse shoyesh elafisha the mahani kolshkin. If you say I'm only using shoyesh for the meantime, that's okay. Again, this is not negated to us, and it could be. But like upon him, let's see Siv Gimel. Sude the azmenei lemeitzah beit tefillin la oylam. You had a bag that you set aside to put your tefillin. Our tefillin bags. V'tzar be tefillin chad zimna, and so you set it aside for it, which is very simple. That's every time you buy a tefillin bag, that's what it's meant for. And you went ahead and you put once the tefillin there, asa lemeitzer bezuze, you now let it put money in there. It doesn't mean dafka money, it means anything. It means even a siddur.
Candies.
You can't put it in the tefillin bag. You can put it in the talis bag, but not in the tefillin bag. Right, most people put it in the talis bag. You can't put anything in the tefillin bag once it was azmanei l'tefillin, and you used it once. So you need two tanaim. You need that it was meant for it, made for it, and you bought it for it, and also you put the tefillin in there once. So that's why we would tell, okay, we'll see the Mishabura. So the Sifkat and Tess. It doesn't have to mean dafka. It's suda a kiss mechadash. Gam ken ein asa l'shtamish bechayil ad the tzar bay. It means a suda means something that is a cloth, which you used always. It was your shirt, and then you decided from now on the kind of lamp I'm using it for my tefillin. Fine, a bag. So there we tell you only if you used it once for your tefillin, that's when the azmana is milsi. But you would think that, let's say you bought something from the store, a tefillin bag, which was only made for tefillin, nothing else. You don't put anything else in there. So you would think over there, you don't have to use it once for tefillin, even if you didn't use it once for tefillin. Calls man, it's meant for tefillin, it's made for tefillin. In such a case, even without using it once for tefillin, as a kedusha tefillin, you can't use it. Dr. Mishabru, no. Over there also, the mechaber would hold, ein osel ishtamish bechol, ad etzor be dasmon alav milsa, just preparing is not enough. What the mechal tashmish a kedusha? I feel a tick. Let's say for Torah, the tashmish ain't by kedusha klal. As long as you didn't put it on yet once, you didn't put the tefillin in there once, you didn't put it on the sefer Torah once, it's not a problem. The azmanay, you prepared it. I feel a b'dibur bilvad, just by talking, just by saying, that's enough. Because shkenim natalei v'amazayil a tefillin, you gave it a whole chalais din. This is a tefillin. For tefillin, the ma'ani v'ayim be'alach v'machkasat v'shemirah. Okay, tefillin. V'tik shel talis, a bag that's meant for a talis, like mikrimi tashmish kedusha. Not tashmish mitzvah. That's not kedusha. Talis is not kedusha, it's mitzvah. L'chei mutal aneach bar shah dvarim shel chayil, you could put other things in your talis bag. After munach bar gamken tik shel tefillin, even though you have the bag of tefillin like our talis bags, l'have a tik shel talis, kiim tashmish the tashmish. That's a tashmish the tashmish, second step. Even if you're going to put in there a siddur, which a siddur has kedusha, or you're going to put in there tefillin without a box, without a bag, sorry. You're allowed to put in there dvarim shalchayil. So he's telling you very clear that a talis bag is mutter for everything.
Because it's lacking the first requirement of being just for the tefillin.
Exactly. And the talis doesn't have kedusha, it just has, it's a mitzvah. People that go on the road, after Medina Asa, people that travel and they use that tefillin bag for other things, even though Medina Asa, So I guess these are talking about traveler people. Right? People that are frequent travelers. So then you can rely on that when they bought the tefillin bag, again, it's not a gate to us today, when they bought the tefillin bag, they intended to use it for other things also. Unless you should not be doing this. Okay. Yeah, if you make a tonight with Shas, you bought it. This is not going to be miyuchat for tefillin. Yeah. La'olam, zok to mishabur. On when it said that you masmin it forever, stamas you don't say that the hazmana again. We're talking about a sudah over here. It's a regular shirt, a regular cloth that you're putting your tefillin in. So over there, we don't say that hazmana hila oilam. Given the stam sudah, any miyuchad tefillin. Stamas sudah is not miyuchad tefillin. Amadibi agrab if you masmin the stam avik hila oilam, stam das is hila oilam. V'le miyta mechamaz aleichad hisna shelo yirak lefisha v'le hila oilam. Mechav is just referring to that it shouldn't be stama, it shouldn't be lasha. Masa kisla neich tefillin. If you made a special bag for tefillin, shomad umen, I said the kisla tefillin. So if you buy a tefillin bag, even though you weren't asbenay, that we say is pasha, that's the oilam. And we said also the tanai is to put the tefillin in there once. Kol ze besudai bekishalai. Aval ein adam oisid ava she'ein ishalai, elim ganav begat v'chatachav asim and kiss. If you stole someone's bag and you put your tefillin in there, you're asbenay, avada that doesn't work, because ein adam oisid ava she'ein ishalai. But unless you stole it and you did a shinui, and you can ask it. The cotton shetzar be tefillin bakis. Let's say a cotton put his tefillin in a bag. She's mina the kach gam ken ask. Yeah, he could ask the things. Avodava nesa bazman lechud. K'moshi is by alay mitzvah bazman is cotton. If it just has mana, not with putting it in, then a cotton cannot do that. The cotton yesh the ma'isa. Ve'ein le machshava afilu gila machshavtam b'dibuyam. Okay, we'll stop here. We're still in the middle of this whole tonight business, but the violin, we know that in your tefillin bag itself, you should not go ahead and put anything else besides.